girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey there. I have a Tharworth poem for you. Okay. R4 is red. R2 is blue. If I was the fourth, I'd be in you.
Oh my God. Too
because hard. The fourth is inside of people.
Yes. Oh God.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to throw his trapper keeper across the room and step on it, and instead tell him that he's more clever than most of the Neanderthals you meet out at the clubs. And that's when you give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
What's going on? It's I'm actually friends with. He's got your number, but the problem is he's just way too scared to call you. So he's just a little chicken. So I'm calling on his behalf, and here's the deal. He's actually engaged, but the problem is he's engaged to a total bitch. And what we need to do is we need you to take him out, show him a good time, and show him what a real woman is all about. Give me a call back, and we can start hooking this up.
Next message.
Oh my God.
That's like a bad wingman. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and why is that guy getting married to that girl?
Well, I mean, he obviously doesn't think she's a B-word.
Yeah.
Friend.
Oh, you
who
think
knows?
It's just a friend trying to ruin everything. Yeah, but if the guy was getting somebody else's phone number at the bar.
For his friend.
I don't know.
For his friend. Maybe the friends just don't like her.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But I'm guessing that's why he got the loser line, because he's probably very upfront with her, like, hey, yo, see my buddy over there? Yeah, he's about to get married, but she is a total bitch. So you're a lot hotter, and we want you to go out with him and then just like do stuff with him, and then maybe he'll like, you know, break that chain with her, okay?
I am so glad I get to have girlfriends instead of guy friends.
Yeah, we're not cool.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica, this is, do you like pho? I don't really know why I asked you that. It's a recorded message, but I like pho. Fun fact about pho, it's actually pronounced fa, like fa, a long, long way to run, you know, Sound of Music. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to hang up now because that was terrible.
Next message.
He doesn't even know.
I like
it
when
terrible.
That happens. Yeah, I like it when people realize that they're leaving a terrible message on the loser line.
Deer in headlights.
I like when people try to act really worldly and then mispronounce everything in the
it
process.
Fa
it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, he still kind of said it wrong when he was like, it's actually pronounced fow. I don't know. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, girl, this is St. Patty's Day is coming up, and I'm just going to speak this into existence. Hope it happens. I wish you would want to go out with me. A little Irish pun for you. Here's another one. Erin go braless. Get it? Because your name is Erin. Nailed it.
Oh.
All right. See you this weekend.
Next message.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's seeing her this weekend at all.
This weekend, that's absolutely right.
Definitely one of those frat dudes where St. Patrick's Day is his favorite holiday, and
he has multiple
the entire
shirts.
Month of March is just like "Kiss me, I'm Irish" shirts, bad Irish accents, and puns nonstop.
He's like, my great grandpa was Irish, so this is like my holiday where I celebrate my ancestry.
This is
actually my heritage because my family's from the UK, so like it's pretty much Ireland.
Next message.
Hey Trish, it's. We just met at the bar a little bit ago. leaving you a message because you didn't pick up. And I mean, you gave me your phone number, so I'm calling you up. I know you tried to take the phone number back because you said I stink a little bit. I'm back at my place getting body wash. Not literally, but hey, you know.
Next message.
Oh, man,
I actually feel bad for him.
Yeah. Or take a shower before you go hit on somebody.
Come on. If you're going to insult somebody, you can't also give him the loser line. You can't say you stink and then give him the loser line. That's like insult to injury.
I think whoever it is, you did a great job. Oh. Thank you very much.
Hey, at least he took a shower for once, right?
I don't think he did.
Remember, you can get the special loser line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592.
Next message.
Hi, Matt. This is Paige. It was great to meet you the other night. I noticed that you were a little hesitant to give me your number. And I think I figured out why. I think you may have noticed that I have kind of a bad case of RBF, resting bitch face. And, you know, it's something that I've had since I was a kid. And I did actually have a really nice time with you, even though my face may have said, I hate you and want to kill you. My heart was actually really into it. But there is some good news. I'm actually seeking help. There's this thing called facial stretching that I've just started. And it's supposed to help a lot with the resting bitch face. So it'd be great to see you again, and maybe you can tell me if you think there's been any improvements.
Next message.
Man, she must have a bad case of it if she's getting her face stretched out so she doesn't look like she's angry all the time.
It's all right. Just stick with angry. Girl,
yeah.
I mean, if anything, it'll just make people think that you don't want them, and then they sometimes want you more.
Plus, I hear you get less wrinkles in the long run if you never smile.
And some guys are kind of attracted to it, like me. Yeah. I like it. I like it when you look like you hate me.
You kind of have RBF yourself.
I do. Yeah, I'm a dude with RBF, for sure.
RBF is
definitely
resting bro face for you.
It is. Remember, listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.